T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Strike three, call, got him on a breaking ball, and this one's over. Very frustrating night for the Red Sox. Benny fans for the third time. The Red Sox leave the bases loaded. They left nine overall, and Tampa Bay has extended the Red Sox losing streak to four. The Rays end their own five-game skid with a 5-1 victory over the Red Sox at the opener of this two-game series.
Joe Castig with the call last night. The Red Sox are now 3-8. Time for us to bring in our weekly get-together with Ron Renneke on OMF. It's brought to you by Arbella Insurance, here for fans, here for good, and your New England Honda dealers, featuring the all-wheel drive Pilot. Hey, Ron.
Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Good, Ron.
We're
good.
Doing fine. And you? You okay? You all right?
Yeah, I'm still doing fine. Yeah, as you know, you lose a bunch of games, and it's never easy.
No, it's not fun. So we talked a lot about the pitching and the challenges that you have with pitching, and there have been some sparks offensively. The game Sunday against the Yankees scored a lot of runs, and pitching didn't hold up. But I'm wondering if you were not frustrated last night. You've got an opportunity to get back in the game in the ninth inning. Peraza strikes out looking. Benintendi strikes out looking. Bad at-bats with the bases full.
Well, certainly when you have people on base, you don't want to walk away without swinging the bat, especially at that last pitch. So, I know their pitching's good. I know they've got some funky guys with really good stuff. But you just want to make sure that you're out there, you know, with your game plan and making sure you're trying to put that ball in play and square it up somewhere.
You know, Ron, last night Morton, I thought he was okay. I felt like his curveball wasn't as good as maybe we've seen in the past, but you guys expanding the strike zone. I think Alex Speer talked a lot about like the patience and the walks. I know Benintendi's got nine, but do you feel like your team is expanding the strike zone, whether it's over-aggressive or just not seeing the ball well?
Oh, no doubt. I think whenever you're trying to do more offensively, you end up expanding more. And yes, it can be the pitchers, but you're right. Charlie wasn't really on his game that we've seen in the past. Velocity is down a little bit. Curveball, he had no feel for it the first couple innings, and then he got a feel for it after that. But we know he's got a great curveball. We know we're going to chase it. You just have to make sure that breaking ball gets up. But no doubt the expanded zones make it tough, you know, for anybody to hit. It's hard enough with the guy's stuff today to hit the pitches in the zone. When you try to do it out of the zone, it never works.
You know, Ron, are you, I saw some quotes about from JD Martinez, and I think Xander even mentioned it, just the fact that they don't have the ability to use video to kind of look at their last at bat. Have you guys looked into, I guess, you know, trying to figure out a remedy for that, to find them a room, give them the ability to do that?
Yeah, well, it's against MLB rules right now, so that's why we can't do it. It definitely affects JD. He's a guy that's really, oriented into this game plan where he knows exactly the steps that he takes, especially when he's DHing. And so when he doesn't have that ability to go back and look at his videos, it just kind of, you know, makes it a little odd for him. He spends more time in the batting cage and instead of on video and looking how he's either doing things right or how he needs to correct it. Some of the other guys, it probably affects some. I don't know, you know, as a whole, if it's that much of a difference, but definitely the individuals, it can change things.
So, Ron, last night, I thought Eovaldi was cruising. And then you got Tropicana Field, whatever you want to call it, with the catwalk. And it just
it seemed to
kind of take a lot out of him. That should have been the end of the inning. But more importantly, I think it seemed like it took a lot out of your team. I know you had that rally in the ninth inning. But when that happened, it seemed like the air came out from the balloon. Did you sort of feel that as well?
Well, especially when Nate's pitching, we expect him to go out there and pitch well all the time. And when he gives up some runs, and I know the catwalk. I know, you know, we could in another field that would have been an out, but still, we expect him to come back and make his pitches. And he left a couple pitches up, but overall, I still think he threw the ball well. Maybe it wasn't quite as crisp as he has in the other couple outings, but. But he's always going to battle with you, and we still, when he takes the mound, we really feel like we're going to win. And I think when our offense gets it together, we'll certainly win a lot more games with him out there.
Talking to Red Sox manager Ron Renicki. Managers today are not only managers of baseball, but you're kind of a pseudo-shrink as well, because you have to deal with players. You're dealing with a totally different situation right now with the COVID-19 and a 60-game season. Are you in any way concerned, and do you have to do something in staying in contact with these players, that there's a fear that maybe the guys are going to throw the towel in? You're 3-8. If you lose a few more games, guys are going to get their heads, drop their heads down. Do you have to kind of do something here, Ron?
Well, I feel really good about our players, that they're going to continue to grind out no matter what the situation is. So I, with the character and what I know about these guys over the last couple of years, I don't think they're not going to throw in a towel. And we're still a long ways away. We're still, you know, a couple good series, and we're back closer to 500. And I think these guys know that, you know, it is a strange season. We do really need to get it going in a hurry. There's that urgency, but there's also, if you try to do too much, it usually doesn't work out that way. So they need to stay with their game plan. I still try to communicate with them as much as I can. It's just different because you really even feel awkward going and sitting next to them in their locker when you're 6 feet away from them. You've got, you know, your mask on. And so that communication is different, no question, than it has been in the past. Certainly as a team, you can't meet together as a team like you would pretty much every day. So we'll figure out some things, but I still think these guys, they know what they need to do. You know, they're going to concentrate on figuring it out, and hopefully it won't take too long.
Hey, so Ron, just a couple housekeeping questions for me. Carlos Fabiles, inconclusive test the other day, wasn't with the team. Can you give us an update on that?
Yes. So got his test results back today earlier, and he's negative. So it's just, you know, it's just trying to make sure that we're doing the right things. We felt really confident it was going to come back negative, but because of the inconclusive, you don't want to put him on a plane, and then all of a sudden you find out that he is positive, and now you've really got a mess. So we thought it was better to leave him home, and Ramon Vasquez is out at third, and he's been there before, so he's comfortable doing it. But we miss having Carlos around and that big voice of his.
Hey, Ron, do you think that players will maybe hide symptoms or lie about the way they're feeling so they don't miss games or they don't get put into some sort of protocol?
Well, I would say if they knew, you know, that this thing wasn't contagious that much, I would say that may happen. But these guys all realize how contagious this is. So I don't think there's any way these guys will hide symptoms. It affects too many other people and fast, and they realize that. So whenever something happens, and just like we did with Carlos, we really felt he was going to be negative. We didn't have any doubt about it. But because we're cautious about this and so concerned, we make sure we do something about it. So they see all that, and they see that, hey, these guys aren't messing around. When something's, you know, somebody's not clean and everything that comes up, that they're going to make sure that it's taken care of, and they feed off of that.
So, Ron, I know that obviously Heim Bloom coming from Tampa Bay, you look at some of these arms, but there's a philosophy to let these guys kind of, you know, stay that little extra time in the minors so when they come up, they are ready to pitch and they're ready to contribute and throw the ball well. I'm curious what that balance is like. You know, given your pitching situation, you do have some young arms kind of on that whatever travel squad, whatever you want to call it. But how do you balance, hey, we could use these guys up, but are they ready to come up here and succeed?
Right. Well, I think Haim's pretty much on top of that. He was here for all those years, and it's that's kind of the old school way where you did let guys develop in the minor leagues and you didn't rush them too fast up. And you know, when I first started coming up to the big leagues, that's how it was with everybody. But he's on top of it. He's on top of what our guys are doing in the minor leagues and always in communication with the staff down there as I am. And so when we feel that a guy is ready and he's made big steps forward, and the timing's right, you know, sometimes you can do that. Sometimes injuries, will lead you to doing that maybe a little quicker than you would normally. But we have a plan in place, and unless things change there, you know, and it could be with our staff here, and you know, who knows, maybe five guys get this virus, and we've got to make, you know, some changes there. But any of those guys that are down in that taxi squad are, you know, are capable of being up here. I'm hoping we don't catch the COVID, but if we do, you know, we know that we have guys in place that can step in.
All right, Ron, good luck down there in Tampa. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Okay, well, thank you, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks, Ron. Right,
Ron Reneke on the Harbor One Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.